With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the headset on and everything, and not to delve too deep into the play calling storyline here, but just how did that experiment go? The first, you know, you've probably done it other practices, but I don't know just what, how did that go, I guess, Saturday?
Saturday was great. I mean, I think that any chance we can kind of put the players in a an unscripted situation and get as game-like as you can. It's always a positive. Probably get more real reactions as players, both offensively and defensively. So Coach Day's been mixing that in from the jump. And those are, I think, our most precious periods just from a authenticity of play standpoint, operationally as well. Just getting plays in, getting them executed, comprehending them, and then working to execute. So we've been doing that. It's been good.
Brian, how much of Saturday was scripted and how much was what you're talking about? It's an opportunity, I don't know, get creative or however you want to put it.
Scrimmage days are a mix, and they can change at any point.
Brian, what's Cornell doing right now that impressed
playing
you?
Receiver. What's that?
What's he doing right now that's impressed you guys enough?
Oh.
So he's
getting he's being, I would say he's being well detailed. I would say that he's doing a pretty good job taking meetings to the field. We talk about techniques. We talk about the details of every play, and he does he's pretty consistent on hitting those. Probably the best thing he's done is just the ability to make a mistake, correct it, and then move on from it. He very rarely has repeated mistakes, and that's usually a pretty good sign of a good player, a guy that's about his business, and that's really what you're hoping for.
Ryan didn't have a headset on Saturday, so almost you got full control of what was going on out there. Can you just walk us through when you guys were maybe going to scrimmage mode, when you guys had those headsets on, what the process is like when you're calling plays out there, when you're the guy in charge in those situations?
I mean, we have a headset on and I'm calling the plays, and I try to decide what's a good play call on each situation. And go from there.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I enjoy it. I think that it's different probably in a world where we're not scheming anybody right now. I mean, we're kind of trying to put ourselves in good play calls, bad play calls, versus our defense, but not necessarily scheming, I would say. So it's a combination. It's fun. I mean, it's fun. It's just getting a feel for. What's in for them, right now, and then, what do we have that probably is a decent call against that, and vice versa. It's really an opportunity for guys to operate, like we're alluding to, get things in, get them executed, substitute, and then let guys compete, And when we go live, that's some of the best work, which in practice it's tough when it's thud because we figure every single time a person's at the point of attack, we think he makes the tackle every time, and on Saturday, we see that's rarely true. So, but it's fun.
What was your highlight of Saturday's scrimmage? I'm just wondering, was there a play or two where, wow, that went exactly? I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
My highlight was when we won at the end of the scrimmage. That was the highlight.
Yeah.
Yep.
Brian, how would you evaluate that double move that Jaden put on there late?
I think it's a great. I think it's a good situation where we provide guys an opportunity to make a play. We got the right look, and guys execute the play at a high level. I mean, and that's not a bad connotation. That's the reality of what we do. Coaches try to do their job, players got to do their job, and the ones that consistently make the consistent play are the better players. That's really how you judge, you know, the level of a player is not if you can do it, but how often. And so that was a great example of guys seeing the look, executing at a high level, and then really, you know, helping us start off with some good momentum.
After the scrimmage, Ryan said this is it for Jaden, this is his time. Do you feel that sense of urgency from him? Have you seen that this spring?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's his time. It's always his time. I think we were, like, labeling people on, like, when their time is. I don't understand that concept. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he can be here for 6 years if he wants to. So he's halfway through his time. And, yeah, he's doing a great job. I think he's in a position where he's playing faster, he's playing more consistent. I think that I'm really excited, like I have as a freshman and when he's a sophomore, that I'm excited for what's to come for Jaden. And when it comes, you know, it's circumstantial, but at the end of the day, he's on a good path and he knows that.
What went into the decision to remove Carnell Tate's black stripe?
I would say anytime a guy comes in and handles his business off the field, I think he has all straight A's right now. He's never missed a workout. He's always on time. He's doing his job on the field. The combination of all of that, it was well deserved.
Has he done anything that surprised you yet? Like, I know you had high expectations, but has he met them? Has he surprised you?
I wouldn't say he surprised me. I think that I really appreciate where he's at, you know, off the field and on the field so early in his career. I wouldn't say I would expect it to happen so quickly, but, you know, I would have figured by, you know, end of summer, it's starting to click a little bit. But he's done a great job since he stepped a foot on campus.
Brian, how deep, legitimately deep, is this room right now? That, you know, guys you feel confident can throw on the field and see some legitimate playing time?
I would say that we are a good, you know, 6-7 deep right now, and that's really good. I would say that the guys that, and again, they're showing trajectory, you know the 4-5-6 is much better than it was this time last year. So everyone's being pushed, everyone's growing, and you know, having these extra reps with a couple guys out have been awesome. And, you know, they know that those are eventually going to go away. So as long as we're maximizing those, we'll be in a much better position come fall camp.
Right, how many 6 or 7 guys?
They're mine. What's that?
With those 6 or 7 guys?
It's a secret.
Go back to Jaden. When you use the word consistent, more consistent, what does that mean for coach speak? What is Jaden doing that maybe wasn't doing this time a year ago or last fall and stuff?
He's being more consistent.
I know, but what does that mean? He's recognizing defenses better. He's running
all of it. Pick a spot.
Yeah,
he's running faster, more consistently. He's catching the ball. He's always caught the ball great.
Yeah.
No mental mistakes on offense. Blocking the right guys, lining up on the right alignments. I mean, I don't know. Pick the details of football. He's doing them more consistently.
Brian, now
play calling
a few weeks
function.
Of practice.
How is that developed right now?
Say it again.
How are you integrating play calling, or did you call plays Saturday in the scrimmage while I was away? How do you get into that with limited? Where's that?
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every day.
What do you mean? I'm not sure you're asking.
Play calling.
Yeah, what about it? What do you want?
You calling the plays?
Yeah, we did some today and we did some on Saturday.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We do it every day. So, I mean, that's just part of the opportunity to get guys, you know, honest operation, install, apply, no scripts. They don't know what's coming. They can't review the scripts before they go on the field. So it just gets more of an authentic play the more we can do that.
Now that you've had a few weeks of this, coordinating the offense, running your position group, how do you devote your time and practices? Does that change at all?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say, you can feel the difference, you know, I think a little bit. And it's not necessarily an allocation of time, but there's probably a little more in my head a little bit that's kind of going on. Again, it's awesome. I mean, it's definitely a little more uncomfortable than it would have been this time last year. But I would say that, you know, anytime you're uncomfortable, you have a chance to grow, which is good. I'm just trying to figure out really, you know, where, you know, what I find most important. And then, you know, again, I got to allocate my time properly, you know, because obviously recruiting is, you know, really, really important and connecting with people. And now I'm connecting with more guys, which is awesome, but also practice and also the receiver room. But, you know, one thing I would say, though, my passion is still the receiver room, so that's never going to change that way. That's my home, so that's good. But there's definitely a balance of time a little bit, but it's good. I enjoy it. I mean, it's amazing how much extra time you had, and, you know, and you don't really realize it. It's kind of like, what did I do when I didn't have kids? Like how did I ever?
Whatever you want.
How did I ever have a dirty house? Like, I don't even like, you know. So it's the same kind of mindset. Like, how did I ever think I was busy before? I mean, we know. So.
Are there other position groups you like to work with? Or do you work with now at practice you didn't a year ago?
No. We have great coaches. I don't need to work with position groups.
Do you ever meet with the quarterbacks? I mean, do you ever just have time?
No, very rare. Not right now. No need right now. I mean, but I don't see that being an issue.
Is that down the road? I mean.
Couldn't tell you.
Does that make it a little easier to allocate your time knowing that you've got some veteran leadership?
Oh, my God. For the receiver room?
Yeah.
Combination. I would say that, yes, the veteran leadership in the room is awesome. Huge help, I would say. But the staff alone, all of that. Like, we're very inclusive. A lot of people talk when we're in the meeting room together. I believe in that. And, you know, I hope and that's, you know, everyone's opinion and everyone's kind of viewpoint is really important to me. And so... we have a lot of dialogue, so the combination of our room, the receivers being, you know, well, you know, leaders and operating the right way, and then also with the staff that's around us all. I mean, it's a great combination.
Have you seen Julian and Emeka take like a step forward, maybe in their mental progression since they can't be on the field as much?
Yeah, they all grow. They all grow, but I mean, it's a little different in spring when you're not on the field to grow, you know. So, but they grow all the time.
This play calling adjustment. We're talking and writing about it so much.
I know.
I want to make sure we're not.
It's really wild.
But like, which is why we've got to understand. Like, we're not talking about it the wrong way. Like, mm-hmm. Is this? Listen, man, you've been around ball your whole life.
Yep.
You know ball. You're calling plays. What's like the big thing, or how much is it that, you know, you do have to practice doing this because you haven't done it before. You know what I mean? Like,
I understand.
We don't know what the hell we're talking about with this stuff. But like, this is an adjustment for you.
I mean, it's a learning opportunity. I would say, like, when you go from stats 101 to stats 200, like, it's probably a learning opportunity. I mean, so, again, I know this is, like, a wide topic, and you can talk to Coach Day. Coach Day, ask him his thoughts and all that stuff. But I think that, again, an opportunity to let the words come out of my mouth and not Coach Day's at practice. I mean, yes, there is a growing thing that's happening, and, yes, there's an opportunity, but, like, there's a pedestal it's being put on right now that, you know, we don't even know how it's all playing out in the fall. Like, I'm not thinking of it that way. You guys, I know it's a great talking point for you guys, but I just want to get these guys ready for spring ball. I want to evaluate, you know, identify our top 22 to 30 players. I want to come out of spring knowing, okay, you know, these are the guys that are earning opportunities. Who are the guys that need to try to steal opportunities? And let's go from there. And so we're working in a world of, you know, install, situational football, be great at situational football. We have other focuses on necessarily that who's calling the plays.
So you have no goals in the spring.
I have plenty of goals.
As a play caller.
I don't think it'd be fair to have goals. I mean, because I haven't done it. It'd be like, I don't know. Give me a understanding on like my first time racing a car. I hope, you know, I want to make it around the track without blowing up the car.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just one day at a time. I always constantly evaluate. My brain doesn't stop. So that's constantly happening. But, you know, I know this is going to be a talking point the entire time, and I'm just trying to explain, like, we're going to call plays every day in practice, guys, and then go from there.
But is it like having a menu?
Learning about yourself as a play caller, like, through this, though, as you're going through it? Like, whether it's, I don't know, whether you want it quiet or not on the headset, whether that you would want to be on the field or up in the box when you
sure.
call the plays. Are there things that you're maybe checking off as you're going through this process? Maybe not.
No, there'll be time for that. There'll be time for that. That's a non-issue. We'll figure all the operational things from a game day situation as we get through spring ball, spring game, fall camp. All these things will be a part of that conversation.
How fast are you going around?
But it all needs to be, you know, talked about. It will, but that's not really the focus right now.
Brian, can I ask about a couple of players?
I love that.
Yeah. G made a tough catch on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, great catch.
What do you kind of envision for him? We know that it's taken a couple of years since he was in that room.
I think he's doing a great job. I think he's, you know, from, again, sitting back, Coach Bailey would know a little probably more in depth than myself. But, you know, I feel him. The strain he has blocking DNs that probably had 50 pounds on him and making a tough catch on Saturday and popping up, you know, relatively quick.
Yeah.
And just understanding what that can do to a defender that hit. I mean, just all of it, just the small details. I think he's doing a great job. Now he's showing he can do it. It's just now let's see him and not how often, right? We always have the same conversation. And so I expect him to continue to progress, and he's doing a good job.
And when you think about X, like we obviously saw what he did in the Peach Bowl, and it seems like maybe sometimes he could do things that you all envisioned for Jackson last year. Not on a day-in, day-out basis, but moving around formationally, coming out of the backfield. Is that still what you think for him?
I think Xavier Johnson is a really good receiver and a really good running back. So it's our, you know, it's our job to find ways to use that. And he has a great skill set. Maybe limited here or there. That's our job to identify, not put him in tough situations, but I think highly of him as both.
Brian, we saw Jaden Ballard make, you know, big plays, deep prep the other day. How are you seeing?
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Jaden grow beyond just being a deep threat?
I think that's the growth that needs to happen. I mean, frankly, the deep threat needs to continue to be consistent. Like, if that's all, you know, we talk about, then, you know, it's going to be really hard to play past college football because that's not the reality of after college. But his growth as a complete player is the key to all his goals. And if one of his goals is playing a lot at Ohio State or being a starter, you will not just play at Ohio State. I mean, you'll participate, that's fine, but you're not going to be one of those starters if you're not doing it all at a high level. And that's the standard, that's the goal, and he knows that, and he's growing, like we said, in all of those facets. If you make a list of them, he's doing better in all of them. So you just got to continue that trajectory, and like I said, I mean, I'm really excited for everything to come to JB. It's not if, it's when.
Do you feel like he's on the trajectory to where he can play a bigger role this season?
I think so. You know, I think that definitely better than where he was last year at this time, and that's all I can go off of. You know, it's based on, okay, last spring, you know, that calendar, or, you know, how was the fall? You know, and part of my conversation with him was I've been PO'd at him because I thought where he could have been last fall is where he is now. And I was like, I wish where he was now was last fall. He's, you know, 6 months behind, you know, where I thought he was going to be. So, you know, it's all good. So just pressing, but, you know, he's doing a great job, doing a really good job. Now he's got to keep going because that's, you know, if he just stops where he's at now, it's not going to be good enough. We got to be better.
We've already asked about Carnell, but Noah and Bryson for them. What's the biggest thing for them right now as far as the
biggest thing? Holy cow, it's everything. I would say, you know, I think that, you know, right now it's just the ability to continue to make mistakes and correct mistakes because they're going to happen all spring. You know, spring is really trying to build a foundation to help some young guys really do a great job through the summer and then do a great job in the fall camp. And now fall camp's like your third time doing it all, and it all can slow down a little bit, and now we can really put our best foot forward. Right now, young guys, a lot of times, they're just always scrambling. Now, Carnell's done a great job. He's not scrambling as much. So Noah's got to do a great job, and Bryson's got to do a great job of continuing to take notes, you know, reviewing those notes, having mistakes on a Monday or a Tuesday, and then reviewing those notes again on a Wednesday or a Thursday, because we practice every 2 days. You can't let the mistakes of 2 days ago show back up in 2 days, because that can happen if you're not organized. So the combination of all that, I would say, is their main focus.
It helps a lot of guys to get more reps, but with two of your top guys out, how much does it help those two younger guys in particular, Bryson and Noah, be able to earn some reps that maybe they wouldn't have gotten if they were two more pegs down, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, probably get a little more, but I would still make sure they had, you know, got some reps. I would say that. But there's definitely more. There's definitely more in the fire. You're definitely running with groups that you probably wouldn't have ran with.
Yeah.
I would say the competition, sometimes body, the amount of reps is probably more who you're going against. I mean, you know, based on how everything's rolling right now, you know, Noah's, you know, going with the twos right now. And so, like, to go against everyone that's, you know, 2 years old, I mean, it's just different. And you're just trying to execute and be high, and Bryson's the same way. But, you know, they've shown great signs of making plays and having some savviness to them. We just got to increase consistency. So.
How about a guy you don't have yet coming in the fall, Brandon? How much are you looking forward to getting him in here?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm focused on the guys that are here now. I think that, you know, I think he'll definitely help us coming in and competing in the slot, you know, with having, you know, there's some times where, you know, Mech's obviously out, and I'm going to take care of Xavier. So, you know, the guys competing in the slot right now are Reese Stocksdale, you know, Caleb Brown, and Bryson Rogers. I mean, that's really the three guys we have that are competing right now through spring. So, God, if we had him here, it would have been great to see that competition. But, I mean, there'll be some similarities probably in fall camp, being smart with guys too. So it would be great to have him in that group of those three or four guys and watch them compete.
Brandon, how often does Evan Pryor even come to mind right now? Obviously, he's still not full going and stuff. I mean, how do you keep a guy like that in mind when all this other stuff is going on?
Well, I'd say through spring, we're just focused on the guys that are on the field and working on getting them better. I mean, obviously, the guys in the training room, everybody, and Coach Alford's focused on making sure he's not falling behind and staying on top of it mentally and all those things and getting right. But right now, we're, you know, at least myself, I'm just focused on, we have a great number of backs that are getting good work now in spring, and that's where my focus lies.
Brian, we all know what this receiver room has been like at Ohio State, but when Chris and Garrett have rookie years in the NFL like they had, what does that do for you as a coach in terms of, hey, this is how we're preparing our guys for the league? Is it confirmation of anything? How do you think it affects how the NFL views Ohio State receivers, how recruits view the Ohio State receiving group?
Well, I think we've done a good job of and development's been good. You know, I don't want to speak on what other people think about. Like, that's uncomfortable. But I think that, you know, in my opinion, you know, there's so many variables that play into how a rookie year can go. So you just don't know. I'm proud that they finished the season. I'm proud that they stayed healthy. That's a big thing in that league, and hopefully they learn a little bit of that importance of that here. So that's great. You know, I would say, you know, hopefully they're a pleasure to coach up there. I hope that, you know, again, there's more to just maybe statistically on how they're operating. I hope they appreciate them as young men, because we spend a lot of time on that, and we know who they are as men. But I would say that yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's probably a good reflection of how we operate and the transition from Ohio State to the NFL. And obviously that's important, right? I mean, I didn't go to school to, like, just stop at school. I went to school to, like, get a degree and get a job. Like, so while we're going to school, it's really important. But we're playing football at a really high level because we're trying to reach a goal. And I think that not only are we reaching that goal, but doing a pretty good job of operating at that goal. I'm not just becoming a CEO. I'm, like, a really good CEO. So that's always the goal. And I think that, you know, it's good proof in the pudding, as you'd say. But, again, it's not about if you can do it. It's about how often you can do it. And that's how we operate. So a couple guys are doing a great job. Looking forward to Jackson's opportunity. And then the plethora of others that are coming behind him. So it is part of it, right? But I don't want to speculate on what other people think.
What does somebody with your last question background, when you guys are evaluating quarterbacks, what do you add that, that maybe Ryan or Corey don't see?
Say that one more time, sorry.
Just with your receiver background,
yeah,
coaching, when you guys are evaluating the quarterbacks, what do you maybe add or see that, that maybe guys with quarterback backgrounds overlook or what?